And then Kristen Yelich moments ago drove in Tyrone Taylor. Brewers up 3-2 as they play at AmFam Field in the bottom of the second inning. So Billy's got an eye on that today. 414-799-1973. If you want to shoot us your thoughts today via text.
Some good ones coming on in here right away, Tim. When David says, guys, I agree with all the running. Want to know how many times we'll see Tanner Mordecai look at Chimray DK, and will he stay happy if he's not getting as many balls? Now, Shim, I think it's three targets today. Breaks the game on open there, at least gets the Badgers into the end zone for the first time with that 29-yard touchdown. We saw DK doing doing some yeoman's work out there on the edge, blocking. Same thing with everyone's favorite Will Pauling, who hauled in five balls here today.
Yeah, but the leading receiver tonight was Braylon Allen with seven catches. How about that, huh?
Well, good for his NFL stock coming into next year, right? Show that you can catch the ball out of the backfield. But those were the easy ones that Mordecai, I thought, made look easy, right? Be able to go through a couple of progressions, find your check down, get it on over there. Tanner is going to be not a hot button issue. But we know how Badger fans and football fans alike want to talk about the quarterback and every single throw. Oh, that looks so much easier from my couch.
Well, part of the issue with Tanner Mordecai, I believe tonight, is that if you were here for the launch, if you watched the launch, if you listened to the launch with Matt and Tausch, Tanner struggled in that spring practice. And, you know, there are times where he made some mistakes tonight. And again, I mean, you were talking about, especially that one late, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It gets frustrating because here's a guy a year ago that checked to see where he might be drafted in the NFL, decided to come back and play another year to improve his stock. So you have a guy who's seen a lot of stuff. And it was, I mean, were you surprised by some of the mistakes you saw from him today based upon his experience going into this game?
Yeah, and that's the part of it. Maybe a little bit disappointed because of the amount of ball that you know that he has played. I'll say this, though, that a couple of them seem to be just out of rhythm, and I think that will change. I'll have my hand raised in air, Tim. I watched a little bit of SMU football, but if I wasn't invested on it, I wasn't watching a bunch of things last year, I don't believe he's ever had the protection that he is going to have here at Wisconsin. And I thought that was pretty evident early, where maybe just a little bit jumpy in the pocket, a little bit too much happy feet. Know that, I mean, Tanner Bordellini and the boys up front are going to give you plenty of time. Jack Nelson got called for one, I won't go a completely ridiculous holding call, but Tausch saw it. It was a bad call.
It was cheap.
It was a tough call. He's going to get a lot of protection, a lot of opportunity back there to pick his spots and allow these guys to get themselves on open.
Yeah, I was just going through some of my game notes today, and I was trying to find where there was a third down play where Tanner was flushed to his right. He made a man miss.
Yeah,
and
a little hesitation step.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stopped on the brakes, and that might be one of our most electric calls from Matt LaPace.
You know what he just hit
the stop? Grab that first.
That was on the drive, the touchdown drive to Chimray for 29, put him up 14-7. It was 3rd and 3 of the 48 at that time, where Tanner scrambles to his right and ends up with 5 yards, kept the drive alive. You know, another guy, too, in that drive is Ashcraft.
Big time.
Had a 13-yard reception in that play. Here's a true freshman stepping in. He looked like he'd been on the field for more than just spring ball practice. You know what I'm saying?
Looks like he's going to be on the field a little bit more, too, right? I think he was on there because of Riley Nowakowski not being able to go here today. You take advantage of your opportunities, right? For all the people that were frustrated knowing that there wasn't going to be a fullback, not a lot of two tight end sets, Tucker Ashcraft's going to be able to have that.
He looked comfortable.
He looks like, Tim, what you want a tight end to look like kind of in this offense. And maybe a little bit slighter of build, almost like a Dallas Clark build, right? Smaller guy that can stretch the field a little bit, be able to take advantage after the catch. And Ashcraft looks a little bit more like that. Justin in North Carolina on the talking text line says,
he's not happy, Billy.
He's a little concerned. So I'm concerned about the game. And I thought Mordecai was very sloppy. We have to be better with the ball against this schedule. The defense was slow, and the delayed handoff killed us. How much do you think the Heat played into that part of the game? Not positive as to how much the Heat did, but I'll say this, and Tausch was on to something, I think, into the second half, Tim. the amount that those linebackers for Buffalo were crashing inside, trying to be able to get to Chez and Braylon before they really got going, there's going to be some Tanner Mordecai pulls of that inside zone, and he's going to be on to the outside. He moves better than I had anticipated. Two bad interceptions, no doubt about it. I think Tanner will be the first one, and we'll probably hear from him with Mike Heller at some point in the locker room. He'll be the one to admit that this was not his best day and not the game that he was hoping to have as a first impression for all those folks here at Camp Randall today.
Stevenson Prairie chimes in and says, so far not impressed at all. Mm. Aaron from Fondy says, I expected more from the Badgers in the first half, so did we. He said, Dan in the 715 says, this is what all the hype is about. Very disappointing. And then you have Josh in the Falls.
Come on, Josh.
He says, darn it, it's good. I've cleaned it up. It's good to have Wisconsin football back. That touchdown call by LePay legitimately gave me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
When Chez hit that cutback of the 50 and Matt's intensity rammed up, damn, chef's kiss.
And I had the headphone out after Chez walks into the end zone. I look over at Boss and I say, yeah, I'm going to have to hear Matt's call on that touchdown. And it was, man. And that's the part of Badger football that's not going to go away. I had a diehard Badger fan, good friend of mine, say, Tim, it felt like mom and dad sold the family business. Because there's not a former player that's maybe calling plays, calling the defense. It's almost feels like corporate came on in and changing some things on up.
Listen, for me, this is season 25.
Yeah.
Okay? And I was texting with my father today. And I said to Dad, I said, it just feels different.
Feels different,
it
right?
It feels different. Not that it's a bad different. It's just, it's different.
Yep.
The music today, the atmosphere, it was different. It just was.
It was clear. It was evident that it was going to be different.
Yes.
The one thing that's not going to be different, those big boys up front are going to be pulling out in front of some running backs. They're going to be trapping. They're going to be running
power.
Give
me a grade on their performance today.
I'll have to go back and watch some of it, but I thought they played well. I thought it was a B. Listen, I think it's a better unit than we saw last year.
Right.
And for you to send Joe Tippmann into the NFL as the first selected center, lose him, and I think get better, that's pretty impressive. They're physical, and I think they're going to have better days than they had here today. I think some of that was there was a moment there where Buffalo said, all right, we are going to run straight through someone's face mask.
Right.
Because we're not all that worried that you're going to throw the ball necessarily. And then they got cooked by Shimray DK's 29-yard touchdown, backed up a little bit. The ground game really started going from there.
Well, here's the other part of this, too. And you know this when you played, that there's part of this, too, where a game like today, you almost benefit more in a game where you struggle against. Because there's so many things that the coaches can point out.
That's a good point.
You're not as good as you think you are or what people are telling you, right?
Yeah.
And now you go out to Pullman. We've all heard about the journey to get out there. I get all that. But this is a team that came in and punched you in the mouth last year and beat you here. There's a lot of guys that played on the team last year that lost here.
Yep.
They should have a monster chip when they go out to Pullman.
Next week. And they better have a conversation with our guy Matt LePay to make sure he's not fraternizing with the enemy and going and drinking any Drew Bledsoe wine or anything and schmoozing.
So that's
over
why
there.
Heller's going out earlier.
Right? Oh yeah. They're going to go and hang out with their boy Drew and fraternize with the enemy. Not a big fan of it. Would like us to get on out there with a business trip. Maybe just bring one suit, show on up to the game, kick that, and walk right on back in. But
it ain't going to happen.
That's a physical team, Tim. And they're going to want to play some hard-nosed defense. That's what was their calling card last year when you mentioned it. They came on in here and kind of out-physicaled Wisconsin, and that was something that was surprising to watch, but then became kind of a common theme later on in the 2022. Physicality wasn't the issue here today. I will say this one, you know, little concern that Tausch brought up throughout the broadcast that I think is going to be something to watch. Teams not as loaded up front on the defensive side as maybe they've been in years past. Not breaking any news here, Keanu Benton was a heck of a player for the Badgers for a number of years. They're going to miss big number 95. They're into the middle.
They missed him today.
They missed him today,
yeah. Let's run down some stats real quick. First downs today, Wisconsin 23, Buffalo at 14. On the ground today, Wisconsin leads us, as we mentioned at the top. 40 carries today. It's a team for 314 yards. The Badgers averaged almost 8 yards a carry. Through the air today, Buffalo actually top Wisconsin there, 194 through the air compared to 189 for the Badger. I checked that for receiving yards. You know, that's the same thing, dummy.
Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Yeah. Badgers today, 71 plays for 503 yards. Buffalo, 71 for 316. You know, special teams did not play a big factor today. I mean, we had some field goals. We had we had a nice one today, 30-plus yards.
Yep.
And the dude from Buffalo punched one in from, what, 50?
54. 50, 30, big 54? Kick, yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, you know, we don't want to spend a lot of time talking about special teams unless it's a game-winning kick, but I thought for the most part.
For sure.
They were pretty solid.
Yeah, and got a little bit of a bad break. I don't know how that ball didn't bounce into the end zone that checks up there right at the 2 or 3 yard line. But it's one of those, Tim, where I'm starting to look back at the box score and remember more plays and hearing the highlights, realizing it's a 21-point victory. I'd like there to be a little bit more excitement and optimism coming on out of a victory. Now, again, I know it was 14-10 at halftime, but it is about how you finish.
Yeah.
And they came on out here, responded out of the locker room, and Luke Fickell's boys deserve some credit for that. Was it the prettiest game? Was it 73-0 like Oklahoma won today? No. But it was the first game with a new offense, new defense, new head coach, new entrance song, no U2 coming out of the locker room.
That
was a lot new. And ultimately to come out of here with a double-digit victory, everybody should be a little bit more energized than maybe we are here today. Maybe it was the heat. Maybe that's what it was. 90 degrees will take it out of you.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I think it's not so much energized. I think it's going to be okay. All right, we saw it.
A little bit more of a deep breath?
Yeah. I think it's just I just, you know, I was really surprised. The crowd, I mean, the stadium was full.
Sure.
This is the first sellout they've had at an opening day kickoff in years. They were quiet almost the entire game. And it just seemed like they, you know, from the fans' reaction, I think it's a nice win. You make great points. They came out in the second half, and they got it together again.
Responded well.
But yep. I think it's a lot of it where it's going to be, okay, let's see what happens in week 2.
Sure. Yep. And that's – you're only going to be as good as your next performance. And to go on out and beat a Power 5 for now.
For now.
For now, yeah. The Pac-12 is still a Power 5 victory. But you go on out and play well against Washington State, double this thing on up, go to 2-0. And then you get another bye game, BUY, bye game with Georgia Southern coming on in here. Georgia Southern's a team that took one of those bye games and got Scott Frost fired last year, right? So
exactly.
think about that kind of stuff going into some of these games where those other dudes on the other side, absolutely, they're on scholarship too. There's a reason they're playing in the MAC. There's a reason why they're playing in a different conference other than the Big Ten and playing right here for the 19th-ranked Badgers. However, win's going to be a win, and when you don't have any opportunity to really prep for this game day, I'm more happy about what happened in the last 30 minutes than concerned about necessarily what happened in the first 30.
One thing they're going to have to clean up from week 1 to week 2 is third down efficiency today. The Badgers were 4 of 12. You've got to get better on third downs. Again, week 1, but coaches are always looking for areas to improve,
yeah.
And that certainly is one of them today.
Yeah, and you want games like this if you're a coach. Because you can actually go on in and say, fellas, we got to get better. And instead you're looking around saying, I don't know how much better we can get than 500 yards total offense, almost 300 on the ground. Coach, looked pretty good. Well, look at this. Look at that. Look at this opportunity. There's a lot more nitpicking that can go on in here. And I would – you don't get this opportunity. You don't get to go back in time and see how it would play out this way and this, that, and the other. The energy might have been completely different, not picking on Skylar Bell, if that ultimately goes in for a touchdown.
We both said that.
It's such a different game. if that ball goes in for six, and he's celebrating in front of that student section.
Scott Nairn on the talk and text line at 414-799-1973 says exactly that. He says, nothing wrong with his team, Billy. The drop touchdown pass, followed up by a pick, was a 14-point swing. If you don't have the turnovers, this could have easily been a 43-3 win. I wouldn't be too hard on them. There is a lot to be excited about.
Lots to be excited about. Keep that excitement rolling. Now go in and give yourself a little bit more to be excited about and go and beat Washington State and feel really good going into week number three and ultimately starting into conference play. Nobody's best foot is going to be put forward necessarily in week one. And we went through it. We'll give another scoreboard update. Not a whole lot in the Big Ten looked all that great here today on day one.
The Ford postgame show continues in a bit. Badgers knock off Buffalo in the opener today at the camp by a score of 38-17. Brought to you by your local Wisconsin UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, talent comes in all shapes and sizes. Off the field, the same goes for Chevy's family of SUVs. From compact to midsize to full size, there's one for every Badger fan. Like the all-new Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. There's the stylish and versatile Equinox and the roomy Traverse with third row seating and tons of cargo room. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Welcome back to the Ford Postgame Show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott, Bill Schmidt, we're live inside the set at Union South. This is the place to hang out. If you're coming in before the game or after the game, now there used to be another party up near the stadium, but that doesn't exist anymore. The only one is here, the Badger Bash at Union South, so stop by and see us. The 414-799-1973, that is the talk and text line. Let's see here. Unnamed in the 414 says, bad first half, but really turning it up in the second half. I am surprised by all the downers. Don't we think the running back duo performed better today than any game in the last 2 years? If we can add some better passing, don't we think this team will be at least as good as the last two seasons, if not better? Sounds like everyone thinks this is already a train wreck.
Well, some people, I'll tell you this, 414, some people are predisposed to being frustrated.
Right.
There are some people that are going to be dialed on into the negative much more than the positive. I do get, though, that it's your first look. It's your first impression.
Yeah.
And there's never a second opportunity to make a first impression. Was it the best first impression you could have made for the offense? No, probably not. But I do think, though, that when you really look into how the game transpired, you remember the certain moments that it felt like the Badgers were going to break things open and then just kind of got in their own way and were sputtering a little bit quickly. Ultimately, you lean on your playmakers, you lean on your veteran, you lean on the guys who have made this program successful. Luke Fickell's talked about it, and ultimately one of them gave you a game-breaking play in that second half that got that confidence rolling once again.
CJ on the talking text line says, hey, listen, just like with Bo, we got used to the swing as fans, the swing offense.
Yeah, no doubt
and
about
he
it.
He said, we'll get used to the air raid as well, since it's going to be fun. We had also asked what you thought about the experience from a fan's perspective at the stadium today.
Yes.
Joe from Green Bay says, thought the music was too loud. Billy disagrees.
Uh-oh.
Seemed to turn off the fans around us. Also, don't see how they can play music while the opposing team is on the play clock. Did not like the new music setup. Let's see here. Derek from...
Yeah, my man was spinning throughout the game. Now, young man that was in the student section on the turntables, Tim, I'd love to know how you get that job because he was pumping the crowd on up throughout it. I had the same question, though. I did think that there's a rule, and it's probably at 25 on the play clock, that's when the music has to cease.
Yeah.
But they were blasting tunes while Buffalo was getting themselves on up to the line of scrimmage, and I'm like, okay, that's a little aggressive. But it was, how do I put this delicately? Much different. There were no Tommy James and the Shondells playing today.
No, there was
not. I don't know that I heard any Journey. Would have liked maybe a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. But
yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
I would have liked an homage to Jimmy.
Yeah.
Instead, we heard a lot of Drake, J. Cole, a lot of stuff from my playlist, which I'm not going to be very upset about.
You know what part of that is, I believe?
I was wondering when Mr. Brightside was going
to
play. But
it's to get the students section more involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they were partying over there.
Well, they got free bucket hats. You tried to get a free bucket
hat.
You know, you should have tucked in that media credential.
And
you would have been.
I didn't even have it out. The guy looks at me and goes, dude, you're way too old.
Yeah.
Like, there's. Okay.
So
all right.
Try.
That's a nice slap in the face of reality. Yeah. Buddy, you're not going to sit over here in the student section anymore. Even with that backpack on, we know that you're not coming in here.
Now it's time to select the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Here is our Alliant Energy energizing performance of the game.
Andrew Bordolini, the center, sends it back to Mordecai. Hand off to Malusi, off the right side, across the 10, turns it up, 15. Malusi to 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 to the 50. Cutting left, Malusi to the 40, weaving to the 30. He's to the 20, Malusi to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin! Chills Malusi, 89 yards.
Here's the thing about that. I want to go back to the previous drive for Buffalo, okay? We're in the third possession of the second half. Buffalo is rolling. They commit one of three personal fouls today. They had a third and three at the 40.
Good point.
With the penalty, it made it third and 18 all the way back at the 33. So then they throw an incomplete. They've got a punt. And then Chez rips it off 21-10. But then after that, how about the drum? The touchdown drum.
The touchdown drum. Yes, the
That's
touchdown
one of the
drum.
New things. That's new. The touchdown drum.
Gotta have it.
Yes, that Patrick Herb enlightened us about right after that score.
Not only a touchdown drum, but also a turnover drum.
Turnover drum.
Got one. Go and bang that
side of it. It's a multi-purpose drum.
Listen.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that because, Tim, you know, those drums cost money. So,
yeah.
I mean, we – we're going to renovate the practice facility, get a new one of those. I mean, maybe some new uniforms at some point.
Well, it's just got one on it.
Yeah, I mean, we got to save some money where we can. And Tausch had a good point during the broadcast. I'd like to know, do they have to get a new one each time it breaks? Because Ches Malusi karate kicked that thing, and I thought he was going to put a hole right through the middle of it.
Andy from Pewaukee says, the vibe in Camp Randall was really exciting, but man, the heat sucked a lot of life from the fans. It was hot.
I wonder how much that really did play a factor, especially into the east side. I mean, those people were putting in a full day's work on the east side of the stadium.
I know my buddy who I slipped some tickets to the east side today. Ain't going to be my buddy tomorrow.
He was hanging out here at the set for a few more plays, I think, that he was anticipating catching.
Yeah. Mitch, one more on the before we hit our final break. Says, people are awful and whiny. New offense is going to be fun and team will be great. Music was way too flippin' loud and the speakers, well, let's just say a lot of bass in them speakers.
They sounded like the speakers were being stretched to their capacity. I will say that. Maybe like two octaves down, two levels down, and you sustain that throughout. But they did play Build Me Up Buttercup. They still got to sing that on. They had that one chant that I know everybody really, really loves. So there were still those good, wholesome traditions that everybody wants about game day at Camp Randall.
All right, and I'm going to finish with this, Scott from Hudson. Four observations of the Badger game today. Not real easy with his quarterback. Seemed uneasy in the pocket all day. Music was too loud. Just wrong to play during the play clock.
Mm-hmm.
This defense was really soft. Doesn't bode well for the Big Ten play. Could be embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
That's rough.
Well, I thought there was going to be another one.
I know. He said four. There's only three there. That's okay.
So I'm gonna take the uneasy in the pocket. And I think some of it, Tim, and I think I've touched on this a little bit, and some of it is an adjustment to having the amount of time that he had. We've seen people stand back there for 4, 5, 6 seconds behind an offensive line at Wisconsin. Didn't have that luxury playing in the AAC behind the SMU front that he was at. That'll settle in, I think, here in the next couple of games.
And then where's the one more here I was going to read? Let's see. Oh, Bobby from Minnetonka, Minnesota.
I like this one, yeah.
You know whose fault it is? It's us.
Better be.
It's us. He says, hey, you guys in the media, it's your fault. You built up our expectations. Did anyone you know take Buffalo in the points? Granted, it was almost a 28-point win, but it didn't look like it at halftime.
Well, Bobby in Minnetonka, I will have an honest and frank conversation with you. No, I don't know anybody that took Buffalo with the 28 points because I was probably hanging up on them at certain points. I was rather bullish on this opportunity, Tim, because you know what happens at a bullfight? Bull dies.
Bull dies.
The bull dies, and it gets ugly towards the end. Now, it did get ugly towards the end, and it would have been that 28-point cover if there wouldn't have been, you know, maybe one interception that sets up the Buffalo Bulls down inside the 10 or the Skylar Bell catch goes through. It was right there. Those guys that make those odds are pretty dang smart.
Badgers win today. First and foremost, that's the important thing.
Yes, it is.
They knock off Buffalo by a score of 38-17. More of our local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jackamack, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijo, me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le diría a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestrashistorias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. I know you're watching the Brewers over there. Still up 3-2?
Yeah, in a pretty surprising strike three. You know, it's a new deal apparently in Major League Baseball that when the ball crosses in the batter's box, it's still a strike. So apparently that's why there's Angel, one out
is
here.
Angel Hernandez behind the plate? Big Ten earlier today, Ohio State beat Indiana 23-3. Yeah, 23-3.
Nice.
Maryland over Towson today, 38-17. Michigan beat East Carolina in their opener, 30-3. Iowa over Utah State today by 10, 24-14. Fresno State beat Purdue, 39-35. That's right. Fresno State beat Purdue today.
Goodness gracious.
39-35. Games underway. Penn State leads West Virginia by a score of 14-7. And the Fighting Bielamas at home against Toledo, the Rockets. They lead, Illinois does, second quarter there by a score of 7-3.
And Toledo coming on in, trying to go and score another touchdown. They're trying to score a touchdown and get above the Fighting Bielamas.
So let's talk a little bit about what lies ahead. It's week two. You go out to Washington State, out in Pullman, long trip,
yep.
We know, and take on a tough team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This is why you play these two or three games before we get to the conference season to get you tuned up for conference play. And this is going to be a good test for this Wisconsin football team.
Yeah, it is. And it's one part of the scheduling in college football that's always got to be pretty imperative. You do have to get one game to really get you ready to go for your conference play. And that's going to be this Washington State battle next year. And for the next couple of years, it'll be a battle with Alabama. That'll absolutely get you ready to go. But man, Jake Dickert's team came in here last year and out physicaled Wisconsin. He's a Wisconsin guy, so he knows the kind of style of play the Badgers have been known for. Obviously different look, we've talked about that at length, but at the heart of it, you're going to have to play good defense and you're going to have to wear out Washington State. You wore down Buffalo, and ultimately late, Tim, the big boys up front were able to really lean in on the Bulls. Might not be that easy of a recipe going out to Washington.
So the Badgers win their opener today. The Luke Fickell era, if you don't count the bowl game, which you have to, is now 2-0.
Starts with a W.
Badgers win today by a score of 38-17. Quick break. We're not going to take a break. What we're going to do is this. We're going to remind you that we have a lot more to get to tonight. We're going to go inside the locker room with Mike Heller. We'll hear from Coach Fickell a little bit more.
We're just getting started.
You can continue to listen three places. In Madison, if you're in town, on 1310 WIBA. In Milwaukee, 97.3 The Game. Also on the iHeartRadio app. Just look up one of those stations.
That's worldwide,
and
too.
And you can listen to us right there. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Schmidt, I'm Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next Saturday. Our pregame coverage with Mike Heller starts at 4:30. It is a 6:30 kickoff when the Badgers take on Washington State out in Pullman. Final score from Camp Randall tonight. The Badgers knock off Buffalo by a final score of 38-17. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.